I told my husband that the hospital needed me to work a double shift today and that I'd be home really late. You see, I'd had a message from Dr. Dick telling me to meet him in the hospital car park. When I arrived, Dr. Dick greeted me very formally and said, "I hope you're ready for the last bit of punishment." "I am, Dr. Dick. I told you I'd do anything, and I will." I left my car there and got in with the doctor, and he said, "It's about an hour drive. You should relax. It's going to be a long day, nurse, but I promise you, when today is over, your punishment will be over as well. But today is going to be full of you sucking cocks and getting your horny cunt filled. Today, you're going to do whatever you're told, and there'll be no complaining or backing out. Do you agree?" What could I do? Of course I agreed. I'll do anything. I'm a horny fucking woman who loves my cunt getting lots of attention. I was wet with excitement. Giddy even. When we arrived at the farm, the other two doctors were there waiting for us, and I was taken into the barn and told to strip. I was wearing my nurse's uniform. You know the one. Low-cut scoop top that showed off my big tits. Short skirt that stretched tight over my ass, and cheap, skimpy fabric that made it look like my buttons were about to burst apart over my tits, the whole uniform making me look obscene. When I was naked, I was told to lay on a special table that could be lowered up and down, and it was padded, so it was comfortable for me to do so. And Dr. Dick told me to play with my massive tits and to figure my cunt. I was to get myself horny and my cunt ready for fucking. Well, I love to play with my tits. My tits are so big and huge. My nipples are big too. And I can suck them and lick them with my tongue, which I did. As the three doctors watched, I could see tents forming in their pants. They were getting excited, and so was I. I love to see a man's cock get hard for me. I love to see the bulge in his pants, knowing that I was exciting him, that he was getting ready to fuck me, to give me a seed. I was getting excited. I had to figure my cunt. It was pulsing in anticipation of getting fucked again by these three men. I was getting wet. I needed cock so bad, and my clit was throbbing. I was so ready. Oh. As I was doing this, one of the doctors came up to the table and stood behind my head. He unzipped his pants and hauled his big, hard, swollen cock out. Then he proceeded to rub it all over my pretty face, getting my face all messy with his pre-cum. Then he rubbed his leaking cock across my lips, wetting them, and pushed against my lips, trying to get me to open my mouth for him. I'm such a pushover for sucking hard cock, but I wanted to give him a hard time, so I made him force my lips open. Then he pushed his big cock into my mouth, and he started to fuck my mouth. I was loving it. Then he put his hands on my head to hold me steady while he tried to force his cock down my throat and throat fuck me. Mm-hmm. was gagging on his big, thick, swollen cock. It was all the way down my throat. I could feel my throat bulge out every time he fucked in. And so he had to pull out every few fuck strokes to allow me to breathe. That's when I noticed the cameras. The filthy perverts were filming me, playing with my tits and cunt and getting face fucked. The guy fucking my face, I could feel him getting bigger, swelling up, and he was moaning and calling my name. Fuck Ophelia, take my cum. And then he took his cock out of my mouth and started to spray his spunk all over my face, my lips, my hair. I was a mess. He said to his friends, look at the fucking slut. She just had her cum bath. I'm going to give her a piss shower to clean her up. And I felt his warm piss start to spray onto my face, my mouth, my hair. This was the second time that this particular doctor had pissed on me. I must be getting used to it because I didn't mind it. When he shook the last few drops onto my face, he said to his friends, are you going to fuck this whore or do we get on with the show? Dr. Dick said, I want to drop a load in this here whore's fuckhole before it's wrecked. Wrecked? What did he mean, wrecked? But I was soon to find out. And he didn't even check to see if my snatch was wet before it started ramming its cock meat deep into my gash and started to fuck me. In a few short minutes, his cock was twitching and he was unloading his cum into my gash. I thought this was going to be an easy day, a quick cock suck off and now a hasty fuck. This won't be a bad day at all. Little did I know. I was told to stay on my back and to spread my legs wide and to leave my cunt open. Missionary, my favorite position. So no complaints from me. The third guy, who hadn't done anything yet, started to rub some stuff onto my cunt and then around my tits. What the fuck is that? Peanut butter, I was told. Peanut butter? Whatever will I think of next, I thought. Then on second thought, I wondered, what the fuck is going on? And then I heard the panting. Oh, shit, I thought. I looked around, and there were these two big dogs, fucking big dogs. It turned out that they were really big fucking huge dogs, too. I was made to lie flat on my back, and the black dog started to lick the peanut butter paste from my cunt. I didn't know dogs loved peanut butter, but this one sure did. And the one licking my tits was really getting into it, too. Panting, drooling, licking, long, soft tongues. I love my cunt and tits getting licked, but this was a first for me. Two dogs with extra long tongues. And wet ones, too, getting my cunt wet, and I was fucking horny again. The dog licking my tits was moved around in a position so that his doggy cock was right at my mouth, and I was ordered to suck his cock. His cock was big, and it was purple, and it looked a little strange, but I was so fucking horny I didn't care, and I sucked it. I must have been doing a really good job, too, because as I sucked, the dog started to fuck my face and lick my tits at the same time. There was still peanut butter on them, and my cunt was a sloppy fucking mess. I had man cum, peanut butter, and dog drool in my cunt, and I was so fucking horny, I wanted my cunt fucked. I begged the doctors to fuck me. My cunt needed a cock. I could hardly stand it. I tried to reach down and finger my clit, but the doctors wouldn't let me. Then I was pulled down to the end of the low table so that my cunt was right at the right height for the dog that was eating my gash to be able to fuck me. I didn't realize how big a dog's cock feels when it's in a cunt, but my snatch was full, let me tell you. I loved the pace, the rhythm that he pounded into my fuckhole, and the growling he did, the panting turned me on. And when he shot his doggy goo into my twat, I also came. Oh, God The dog I was sucking off. He started to fuck my face really hard. And he came in my mouth, and I sucked his balls dry. I was now their sex slave. I just sucked the dog off and let another one fuck my cunt, and the doctors had filmed it all. I lay there feeling like a filthy slut, but a happy, well-fuck slut. Then Dr. Dick said, "Are you ready for the main course?" "Main course?" I asked. "You mean there's more?" And they laughed. Then I heard it. The clip-clap of hooves should have alerted me, but it wasn't until I saw the horse that I got concerned. A fucking horse. "Are we going riding?" I asked. They all laughed, and one said, "This here horse is going to ride you." "Oh, no," I said. "I can't fuck a horse." "You will, believe me. Now get your hands wet from your sloppy cunt and get the horse's cock hard." What could I do? So I rubbed my gash and started to stroke this massive horse cock. It just kept on growing. Just thinking about this massive cock was making my greedy cunt ready for it. I was told to suck this horse's meat. It was too big to fit in my mouth, but I could suck the tip and lap up the pre-cum. Who knew horses had pre-cum? I didn't. But they do. I was stroking and had my tongue in the horse's cum hole when I was told, "Time for fucking." "Wait, I'm not done sucking yet. Wait." But I was scared about letting two dogs fuck my face and cunt, but I loved it. And now it was the horse's turn, and I was no longer scared. I wanted that huge hunk of horse cock destroying my snatch. I had my legs spread wide, and the table was placed at just the exact right height. And wow, those horses don't take their time, let me tell you. 1 minute, I was lining his prick up with my gash, and whoosh, I was full of his massive prick. I felt like I was going to be ripped open as I felt my taint stretched. But once he was deep inside my cunt, I realized how lucky I was. Oh, one of the guys had dropped a load in my gash, plus the dog also had come in me, and I was turned on. So my cunt was well lubed up and loose for a horse cock. I'm now a big lover of big cocks. I want my own horse, and I think I might even need a bigger dog than that little tiny chihuahua I already have. Oh, God, it feels so good. I decided I love being a slut. I've always loved getting my cunt fucked and eaten out. But I've moved on to a new level. I like dirty. I love sucking dog and horse cocks as well as men's pricks. And as the horse was fucking his meat in my fuckhole, I was telling the doctors how great it felt. My cunt was on fire, and I wanted this stallion to flood my snatch with his massive load of horse jizz and put out the fire that was in my gash. I felt his cock deep in my cunt when he started to come, and it was filling my cunt to overflowing, and horse cum was squirting out all over the place around his cock and my cunt. I was soaking wet. I had horse cum down my thighs and all around my bum, and I was laying in a pool of cum. Then the three doctors started to jack their cocks off, and they spunked their cum onto my face and hair. I opened my mouth and tried to get some in my mouth, but they wanted it on my face for the movie. It was time for me to be taken home, and like a bimbo, I said, "I need to wash some of this spunk off me." I noticed them all smiling at me and at each other, and they still had their cocks out, and then I felt it. Their warm piss all over my face, my tits, my cunt. A golden shower. Then they packed me up into the car and dropped me off at my house. I stank of piss and animal cum plus the guy's spunk. I was a fucking mess, but a well-fuck-satisfied slut. My husband looked at me with shock. "What the fuck happened to you at work today? You look like you've been nursing animals in a zoo. You also smell like one, like you've been fucking them as well." Well, I decided to tell my husband the truth, and he was harder than I had ever seen him before, and he fucked me on the kitchen floor. We talked and we fucked, talked and fucked, and he loves the new me. The small farm we have just purchased is wonderful, and we're stocking it with some wonderful pets. We are both so happy, and every time I see him fucking one of the pigs, my cunt starts craving one of our animals to fill my needy fuckhole. Life is great down on the farm.